Praise God. Good to be in God's house tonight. Amen? Amen. We're continuing a series on prayer, and we come to a parable which is so vital in each of our lives as we face challenges in these days. I love the parables, and it was William Barclay, just from some background. The question was always asked of Jesus many times in the Gospels, why do you speak in parables? Well, what's the reason for that? And William Barclay says that a parable, why Jesus taught these stories, that they are windows in which we can see God, and they're mirrors in which we can see ourselves. Does that make sense to you? They're windows we can get a better view of who God is and his greatness and his power and his provision and his faithfulness. And then as we read the parables, we can also see ourselves. It brings a sudden awakening. How many realize sometimes, if you're like me, we learn slowly and we forget quickly? There's times in our life that we have learned things and we think we have them all down pat, but then we find ourselves falling back or not always remembering them. But a parable, the word means to place alongside of. It's a purpose of comparison or contrast. And I trust tonight as we look at the parable of the persistent widow. Here was a widow that came to a judge. There's two key characters tonight. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. Let me read the first eight verses. Luke 18, verses 1 to 8. It's the parable of the persistent widow. And the word persistent, as we see it in God's word, it means to hold fast. It means not easily torn apart. It means a sense of holding on when it would be easy to maybe give up when the answer doesn't come as quickly as we might like. But Luke 18 says this, and he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. That's a key theme for tonight's message. As we gather around the altar here in a few moments, let's continue to pray persistently, Bethany. Let's pray with dependability on God. Let's pray with a fresh attitude that God still hears and answers prayer. Let's pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge. And here's the characteristics of him. He neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me or coming to me, or she's persistent and doesn't give up, he comes and says, or even though that she's coming to me and keeps coming and says, give me justice, though I neither fear God or respect man, yet because she keeps coming, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect, his people, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice or respond to them speedily. Nevertheless, and here's the application for May 10th, 2023. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? The parables, great four times in the Gospels, Jesus explains why he speaks in parables. He quotes Isaiah, where it says, just to recap just briefly, he told the people back then, you have seen much, you have heard much from the prophets, but you're dull of hearing, and your sight, you see things, but you don't perceive. You hear, but you don't understand. You see the power of God, but you don't perceive what God is doing. So we have two key characters here tonight, two totally opposite individuals. We have a judge. Judges in that day were known to make a quick verdict. They held to a popular view of just getting things over and done with quickly. Unfortunately, they were viewed as a robber-type judge many times, meaning if you had money, you could bribe them to do what you wanted them to do. What a contrast. And I want you to see this as we go through this brief message tonight. What a contrast between this earthly judge and our heavenly Father, who is gracious, who is dependable, who is full of mercy, who is able to hear and answer prayer. For we recognize in God's word time and time again, he wants us to come and lay our request before him. This judge had no fear of God, no care for men or respecting men. He was unloving. He was void of grace and mercy. And then came a widow from the same city. Widows in that day, in the Old Testament setting, into the New Testament, these individuals had little or no resource on their own. They were defenseless. They had nothing to rely upon, but this woman's resource was something that money could not buy, even if she had a lot of money. She was persistent. And if we learn anything in the day and age we live in, how many are facing a challenge far bigger than you're able to handle yourself? You're facing a decision or a situation or a family matter that you need to cast that care upon the Lord, as 1 Peter 5:7 says, because he cares for you. And this widow came and she pleaded with him. She was defenseless in society, often oppressed, taken advantage of. But the resource that she had was that fact that she was persistent. The setting of the parable and what we want to grasp as we make the application, as we go to the Lord in prayer at the end of this message, is the setting is this. Back in Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, look at verse 20. It says, being asked by the Pharisees, Luke 17, 20, when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them, the kingdom of God is not coming in ways that you can observe, nor will they say, look here or there, for behold, the kingdom of God, this is important, is in your midst of you. We live with the tension. Jesus, when he came, he brought the rule and reign and the sovereignty and the provision of God to his people. And the kingdom of God, Jesus said, is in your midst. Jesus came to reveal the kingdom of God. And we recognize that we're living in the already, the blessings of God, salvation, being filled with the Holy Spirit, being equipped for ministry, being strengthened when we may be weak in ourselves. We can learn to depend upon God. So we're living in the already of the kingdom of God that came when Jesus Christ came to this earth. But there's still a time coming. It's between the already and the not yet. And that's where the tire meets the road. Let's continue, Bethany, to persevere in prayer. Amen. Let's not be weary in well-doing. Let's not give up too soon. Let's continue to pray for a loved one. We wouldn't want to give up one day too late. Pray through. Pray in day by day for God to minister and to break through. And this woman came, and defenseless, but her appeal was persistent. And it says, the judge, while he refused, afterward he said to himself, I don't fear God or man, but because she's persistent, because she keeps coming with this great need, I'm going to give in to her and I'm going to yield to her because to keep her from bothering me. Literally, the feeling was in that setting, that society, she was everywhere. Wherever that judge went, she was so persistent, she'd follow him in the marketplace. If she saw him walking down the street, how many are glad that we could have the assurance of Jeremiah 33, 3, where it says, call upon me, God says, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not of. What a contrast. If you miss anything, don't miss the contrast between this earthly judge and our gracious, merciful, loving, faithful Heavenly Father. The parable is a contrast. Our God is good. Our God is gracious. He's merciful. He's caring. He's providing to his children. And we don't persist in prayer to get God's attention. We persist in God because we know he hears and answers prayer. Praise God. He cares. How many are glad he will act? He does act. He's willing to wait for. And it says, it goes on to say, and the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice or respond to his people who cry to him day and night? Not all prayers are answered overnight. Not all spiritual battles are won overnight. How many are still fighting some spiritual battles? Still standing in the gap for something, for a breakthrough, for a fresh beginning, for a young person, for a son, for a daughter. God can start where they're at to bring them where they need to be. A person may run from God. How many have found this to be true? You might have a son or a daughter who's running from God, but they can't outrun God. I believe God will pursue them. I believe God reaches out to them. I believe, unlike the earthly judge, he is merciful. He came to seek Jesus and to save the lost. And we find in him a faithful God. Let's be people that would hear and understand, that would see the greatness of our God and perceive all that God is doing in our lives. But it says, and will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? One of the lies of the enemy, and hear me tonight, one of the lies of the enemy is to whisper in your ear the not yet is the not ever. Just because it hasn't happened yet, it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Keep praying, Bethany. Keep seeking God. Keep holding on. Keep trusting in a merciful, loving, heavenly Father. Unlike the judge that we read in this parable, we can see God in this parable clearly, and we can see ourselves in need of being more persistent. I need that in my life. It's easy to talk the talk, but there's times in our life when we need to cry unto the Lord with an open heart and to seek his face while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. It says he will give justice, or he will respond. He will give justice to them speedily. Yet speedily doesn't mean, and here's a tough one. If you're like me, you'd like all your prayers answered 2 weeks ago. Anybody in that category? It would be great. If God answered all your prayers 2 weeks ago, maybe you wouldn't be here on Wednesday night. But we've come back again because we want to spend a few minutes in saying, God, I have something else I need you to work in, and I'm trusting you for this. And even though it's going to come in a unique way, it's speedily, but it's not always immediately. We live in such a quick age where we want everything. There's people that, you know, they set the microwave on 30 seconds, and sometimes I'm tapping on it to get going. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of thinking maybe it's broke or something. It's taking too long. But I've shared in my class recently, when God gives you the promise, sometimes some of you are living between a promise of God and the fulfillment of God. Hold on to the promises of God. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll be there in the hour that you need him the most. Tonight, may we be reminded and respond to the encouragement of these parables. There's another parable I just want to refer to quickly back in Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, to kind of summarize how we can persist as this widow in prayer here in Bethany tonight. You know the story. He said to them, which of you has a friend? Luke 11, verse 5. Which of you has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. And a friend of mine has arrived on a journey. I have nothing to set before him, and he will answer from within. Let's be honest. If somebody came to your house tonight at midnight and asked for 3 loaves of bread, no hands raised, but maybe you wouldn't want to get up and do too much. It's midnight. But look what happens. Nobody here would do that, so we're okay. Do not bother me. The door is now shut. My children are with me. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though, he will not get he will not yet get up and give him anything because he is a friend. Go back to Luke 18. Because we're his children, God responds. Amen? Because he is a friend, and yet because of his impotence, he is able to persevere. He will rise and give him whatever he needs. And here's the familiar verses, but I want to apply it tonight to bring us to a place of prayer in a few moments, and you know it so well. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you. Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you. It's similar to the persistence of the woman in Luke 18. May we be reminded to respond, to ask. Mark it down, write it down. When you have a prayer need tonight, when you come before God in a few moments to lay a loved one, to lay a need, to lay your life before God, we're asking. We're seeking. We're knocking. Those verses are in the present imperative. It means to express. Asking expresses need. Keep on asking. Amen? It's seeking. Expresses asking and action. I'm gonna come before God. I'm gonna lay hold of God's promises and keep on seeking. I'm gonna knock, asking with persistency, and keep on knocking. These are three key persistent heart attitudes. They're not ritual. When you ask, when you seek, when you knock, they're not just rituals that we go through. They're not small things, but it's an expression of our reliance on God. I think like never before, I don't know about you, I think we live in a time such as this. We need to rely on God more than we've ever relied on him before. It's not a problem. It's not a danger of trusting God too much. There's the danger of not trusting God enough. So don't take things in your own hands. There's things we can't fix. If we could, we would. If there's people we could change, we'd love to change them. If there's situations that are beyond your control, ask and seek and knock and be persistent. For we have a Heavenly Father who's gracious and merciful and loving and faithful, and he's always the same. Praise God. Let's pray with persistence. Let's pray with a sense of dependence. God, I'm depending on you. I'm trusting you. Also, I want to pray with expectancy. I believe this woman in Luke 18, when she came and she kept asking and she wanted to receive something from this judge, she came with a sense of expectancy. May God give us a fresh sense that God's about to do some great things. Amen. I believe God wants to do some great things in the spring of 2023. Wouldn't it be just like God to break into a situation this week and to change and to bring healing and hope and restoration to something that may be broken? Let's join together. Let's pray, as it says in Luke's gospel in chapter 18. He told them that parable. He's laying one truth alongside the other. He's comparing the comparison that we would see ourselves in the story, that we should always to pray and not lose heart. A lot of things can distract us, can't they? A lot of things can demotivate us. The enemy would try to derail you. He'll try to discourage you. He'll try to get into your heart, into your thoughts, and keep you up at night. But I'm thankful that faithful is he who calls us, who also will do it. I'm thankful that God never leaves us nor forsakes us. Praise God. Persistent in prayer. We're not trying to get God's attention, but we're finding that he knows and hears, he cares, he will act, and he's willing to wait. In his time is not always my time. But I've had to learn, and I told my class recently, that waiting time is never wasted time. There's a lot of people that say, I can't afford to wait. You can't afford not to wait, because it's too easy to take things into our own hands and try to fix or change. This woman was defenseless in Luke 18. She had no resource except her persistence. May we have that same persistence that other characters and individuals in God's word had throughout their lives. We are always to pray and not lose heart. Between the already and the not yet of the second coming of Christ. Stay persistent. Stay focused. Stay focused on God's mercy, God's grace, God's faithfulness. I think of Hannah, Old Testament woman, prayed and sought the Lord, had a great need in her life, barren, asked God, pleaded day and night. Read it for yourself sometime in 1 Samuel. Throughout that first chapter, she's crying out to the Lord. She's laying her life before God. She's praying and seeking God day in and day out with tears. She's put down for, you know, there's something wrong. You seem like a woman that's intoxicated. She says, I'm not intoxicated, but I'm pouring out my soul to God. That's what I'm doing. And God hears, and she names her son Samuel. And his name in Hebrew means God hears. Sometimes you need a reminder. Someone comes to the altar tonight and prays for a loved one, prays for something that's broken, prays for something that needs God's intervention. Just know, as Hannah prayed for God to touch her life and give her a son, and that son, Samuel, changed her life and changed the life of the nation of Israel. I think of Nehemiah in chapter 1 of Nehemiah. He sees the walls there in Jerusalem broken down. He comes before God. Read it for yourself in Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. And Nehemiah comes and he's crying unto the Lord. He's persistent. He's just engaged in prayer and being persistent, calls upon the name of God. And out of broken walls, how many are glad? Out of things that seem broken, God can bring blessing. And as you go through the book of Nehemiah, you come to chapter 8 and you read that great reminder, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Sometimes that might be all you have to face the challenges and circumstances of daily life. But God is faithful to who calls us, who also will do it. Think of the early church. Remember when Peter was in prison? It says in Acts 12:5 that the church prayed earnestly for Peter. Epaphras in Colossians 4, verse 12, it says that Epaphras, he was one of the church leaders, and Paul says to the church at Colossae, Epaphras is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus. He greets you, but he's always, look at the word he uses, he's always struggling on your behalf in prayer. What it means literally is Epaphras was wrestling. He was engaged. It wasn't now I lay me down to sleep kind of thing. He's praying earnestly. He's praying specifically. He's praying for the church at Colossae. May we be praying more earnestly for the church here in Bethany that we're a part of. How many are glad that we're a part of a great Bethany family here tonight? That you can pray with each other. You can pray for each other. That God hears and answers prayer of his people on Wednesday night. We've seen God move in some miraculous ways on Wednesday night, encouraging and enabling and equipping and empowering lives. If you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit tonight, come and seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Come to the services with Evangelist Greg and Robin on Friday, Saturday, and the services on Sunday. But I'm thankful tonight that God is always faithful. Amen. He responds to the cry of his people. I want to call us to prayer tonight. I want us to be persistent. I want my soul to be confident in the loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Let's be watchful. Let's not lose heart. Let's be persevering. And Ashana would come in the worship team. Let's be spiritually and mentally alert. Amen. Let's come and ask and keep on asking. Let's come and seek and keep on seeking Him. Let's come and knock and see God open a door as only He can. As the worship team leads us, we've left time for us to seek the Lord. This is the night of prayer. Don't wait. Let's be persistent. Amen. Find a place of prayer tonight. Join with us tonight. Come even now. There's a need in your family. There's a need in your life. I'm thankful that we could call upon Him, and He will answer us and show us great and mighty things we know not of. Come before the Lord. You're not coming to me. You're coming to the Lord God who can hear and answer prayer. Let's worship the Lord. Let's seek Him while He may be found. Let's call upon Him while He is near. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.